June 13th is the Feast of San Antonio, Saint Anthony, Anthony of Padua, originally from Portugal. The Spanish name Antonio is quite common, so today many Antonios have been told Happy Saints Day, or just congratulations, as is the Spanish custom. Not everyone knows this, but the famous Santo or Saints Day, which is always the feast of the saint of your name, is a tradition that is akin to a birthday. And elderly people will tell you that years ago, it was even more important than your birthday. That is no longer the case for most younger people, but many still celebrate it or at least recognize it. And there are some that are more popular than others, like St. Joseph's or St. Joseph's Day on March 19th, St. John's, which is June 24th, St. James, July 25th, and then there are women. Most of these are names that are either saints or names of different Virgin Marys. Pilar, which is Our Lady of the Pillar, is on October 12th. And in Madrid, the name Almudena is in honor of the Virgin Mary of Almudena, and her day is November 9th. So those days tend to get a little bit more attention on a family level. Families might remember the day of what, you know, their children. My daughters, for example, Anna, her saint's day is July 26th, and Clara's is August 11th. There is no Saint Brian, as far as I know, and I can guarantee, based on my life, I will not be the first one. In any event, the Feast of the Saints is very important in Spain, especially for the towns and villages and the cities throughout the country, because they are generally the reason why the local fiestas are held. They are almost always in honor of the local patron saint. In big cities like Madrid, you will have a patron saint, and it's San Isidro. His day is May 15th. But then many of the fiestas are broken up into different neighborhoods. San Cayetano, for example, is for the area around the Rastro Market. San Lorenzo is in the Lavapiés neighborhood. And La Paloma, which is a big one in August, sort of engulfs the La Latina section of Madrid. So anyway, St. Anthony is not a holiday in Madrid, but in one part of the town, they do celebrate it in a traditional way. But not only a traditional way, they even have a unique twist that I'm going to tell you about today. The celebration takes place on and around the street of San Antonio de la Florida, which is a pretty big street near the Royal Palace. It's actually below it, and not too far from the Old North train station, and also not too far from the banks of the Manzanares River. There's a small church there, or a chapel, known as an ermita in Spanish, which was built in the 18th century. There are these frescoes on the ceiling, and they were painted by Goya, no less. So that's one reason why checking it out is worth your while. Goya's remains are also buried there, so that's another reason. And the famous Asturian restaurant called Casa Mingo is right next door, and that's yet another reason for stopping by that part of town. Otherwise, tourists don't always hear about it and don't always head down that direction. Now, one thing that might surprise you about the chapel is that just a little further along, you see another one, which is an exact replica of the original. That's because the first one was considered too important artistically and culturally speaking to have religious services performed there with all the people and the smoke from the candles. So another exact copy was built around 1925, which would be used as the local parish while the original would be reserved for visits. Anyway, getting back to San Antonio and June 13th, there's a famous what they call verbena, V-E-R-B-E-N-A, or verbena as they would say in Spanish, and that's a kind of fair. And it is traditionally considered, at least San Antonio de la Florida, to be the first fair of the year And it's certainly one of the oldest. I think its origins go back to the 18th century. This fiesta, as most do, goes on for days, and it includes amusement rides, food stands, live music, traditional carnival stuff. You can try traditional food and drink, like the limonada, which is essentially white wine mixed with lemonade. It's sort of a white wine sangria. And on June 13th, the fiesta reaches its biggest day. Crowds line up for the traditional bread called the Saint Rolls. They're called Panecillos del Santo. Instead of eating them, you're supposed to keep one in your house so that you will have bread. You won't be wanting, essentially, and possibly even get some wealth and abundance throughout the year. But that's not the main attraction, in my opinion. This is also the place where they had the ritual of the pins in terms of clothes, which is one of my favorite customs. This is when single women, according to tradition, place their hand firmly on a bed of pins, which are inside a baptismal font, or that kind of basin where a person usually receives their christening. And the idea is to place the hand on the pins and lift it. And any pins that are actually sticking to the hand represent the number of boyfriends the woman will have that year. And hopefully one of them will be a future husband. So I guess it's sort of a precursor to Tinder, no doubt. The origin of this tradition goes back many years when dressmakers would go to the church on this day and leave 13 pins to Saint Anthony as an offering when they would pray for a future spouse. The 13 pins represented the 13 coins used in the Spanish wedding custom known as arras. It's a typical pledge made by the groom to his bride during the ceremony. That custom developed into the one that I was telling you about and which is so popular today. And it kind of reminds me of a story that someone told me many years ago about a woman, and I think it's true. Once again, I can't really verify it, or I couldn't at the time, and less so now as the years have gone by. But anyway, the story was this young woman had gone by there several years in a row and tried to do the boyfriend thing and the pins, and nothing really panned out. So one year she went and the same thing happened, and she got so angry she went home to her bedroom where she had a statue of San Antonio of Padua, and she grabbed it, opened the window, and threw it out the window in frustration. And the statue went sailing down to the ground and it hit a young man on the head. And when she realized that, she ran down to the street to see if he was okay, and I guess they got to talking, and eventually, and they got to seeing each other, and eventually got married. So that's sort of a funny story. It could be made up. It sounds like it's made up, but I was told it was true. Anyway, San Antonio de la Florida Fiesta is one of the oldest and sort of most solely or especially Madrilenian fiesta. And for anyone looking for something different, something special, something uniquely Madrid, it's fun to learn about, fun to discover, and fun to experience. And that'll be all for today. We hope you've enjoyed this podcast by Brian Spain Domain. Please feel free to leave us any comments because we love the feedback. You can subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, Apple, Amazon, and Castos. Or if you wish to support Brian Spain Domain, click on our PayPal donate button. Or if you want to have access to absolutely all of our podcasts, you can check us out on Patreon at the link provided below. Stay well, stay safe, and hasta pronto.